I think anytime you lose a great player like that in any team, you're going to miss him. It's just a matter of, you know, guys just backing him up. It's an opportunity for them guys. So hopefully they step up and make plays, and I'm sure they will. I think the line together will have to make up for them. And it'll be tough, but I think we could battle through it. I feel like anytime any player goes down, a starter, and the type of player he is, his status, you're surely missing. But I think if we all kind of rally together, we'll be fine.
Did you get used to seeing him last year 5-10 yards downfield on that left side?
Well, any guy that's that talented, that fast, that athletic, and that big, you're kind of used to seeing him out in the open blocking for you. And sometimes I'm in plays I would just already imagine him and envision that he'd already be out there blocking for me. So there's things you got to deal with. Football. You just got to deal with it.
Are you concerned about your numbers going down because of that?
Not really. I feel like we need to win. I think we have enough playmakers around the board to make plays, to win games, to put points up. You go from the running backs, we got nice depth. We got Mike Vick, quarterback, a nice depth there too. So, you know, our receivers across the board and sell it, we should be fine.
Is it important to get Mike into a rhythm Sunday and not be, you know, making him throw third and long and all that with him not having played much in the preseason?
Well, I think so. I think we need to help him out a little bit more. Protection issues, and making plays. Kind of small passes. Maybe going for 2-yard, 3-yard passes, 4-yard passes, 5-yard passes, making it to 20, 30, things like that. Playmaker abilities that we all have, I think, on this offense. Make it easier on Mike. You know, we don't need the Mike to make a million plays by running or trying to make a play out of something, getting him banged up. We don't need that, you know, because I feel like we have enough great players in this locker room, especially in the offense, to make plays. I think we're fast enough and talented enough.
Maybe it's important that you guys come. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you think he had a good preseason?
Well, it's okay. It's preseason. Last year, it's the same thing. We played the Ravens. I didn't even touch the ball at all. I could think of a couple games I didn't really play that much. So, but I think I'll get my work done this week. I'm in the playbook a lot, so we'll see how it works out for me.
How do you balance it? It's an explosive offense. Mm-hmm. But what you're saying before, just about kind of maybe trying to keep Mike safer. How do you balance being explosive and still, cutting down the risk on him?
Well, on his side, just being smart, knowing that he doesn't have to make every play by himself. Saying to myself, trusting the play, knowing I got my guys blocking for me, guys like making catches, and making plays. I think we just have to depend on each other. It's more of a team thing now.